On. Well, good morning. How's everyone doing? All right. You're happy to be here to hear about Jesus?
Yeah.
Are you happy to be here to hear about Jesus?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I've got an invitation for you. Come join us. You know, it's no different than the invitation that Jesus received. He received an invitation, and Simon the Pharisee said, "Come join us. I'm throwing a dinner. Come, Jesus, and join us." But what's the problem? Well, have you ever been invited to a birthday party? And you were invited to the party, but no one greeted you? Or no one did anything for you at all? They just said, go in and have a seat. They weren't, as the word is called, hospitable. They weren't happy to see you. They didn't do anything for you except give you something to eat. That's not the way that a Christian does things. But today in our lesson, we hear of a man who does nothing for Jesus. You know, it was the custom then that the owner of the house would ensure that the guest, that his feet were washed, that he would be given a kiss of greeting, that he would be honored by having oil poured on his head, and then he would be put at a place of honor. Simon did none of this. Simon didn't do this because why? Why didn't Simon do any of this for Jesus? What was Simon's problem? Simon had no, are you ready? L-O-V, and that word spells, that word spells, that word spells, I want them to hear it now.
Love.
All right, love. Simon had no love. Simon had no love for Jesus. Simon was not hospitable. Simon wasn't welcoming. He didn't welcome Jesus. Simon didn't honor his guest. He didn't honor Jesus. But then suddenly, coming into the house is a young woman. And what does she do? You remember what the woman did? She honored Jesus by bowing at his feet and crying, washing his feet with her tears. And as she cried, the tears washed away the dirt off Jesus' feet. And what did she use as a towel? Her hair. She wiped his feet with her hair, and then she had a little perfume bottle. And in that perfume bottle, she would take it and she would sprinkle it on Jesus' feet. And then she would do something that showed that she really loved Jesus. She would kiss his feet. This woman honored Jesus. This woman honored her Savior. And therefore, since this woman had honor for her Savior, what did Jesus say to her? He said, your sins are forgiven. You know, today, dear friends, you are invited here to hear the word of the Lord. And we honor Jesus by proclaiming his word, by hearing his word. And in hearing his word and proclaiming his word, what does Jesus say to all of you? Your sins are forgiven. And he says the same thing to everyone looking at you now. Their sins are forgiven. Because we honor Jesus. And not only that, we also believe that Jesus has done something very important for us. What did Jesus do for Oakley? What did Jesus do for Evan? What did Jesus do for all of you? Owen? Say it louder. Say it louder.
Died on the cross.
He died on the cross for all your sin. He did the same thing for this woman. This sinful woman, he did the same thing for her. And her sin was forgiven because she had faith. She had faith in Jesus Christ as her Savior. And that's the lesson for us. We aren't to be like a Pharisee, inhospitable, with no love and no forgiveness. Rather, we are to be like the woman who comes before Jesus and bows before him. And in our tears of contrition, in our tears of sin, Jesus has mercy upon us. And what does Jesus do? He forgives you all your sins. Thanks be to Jesus. Let's fold our hands and bow our heads as we close our eyes and we pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for inviting us to be in your presence. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are here, that you proclaim your word, and that as we worship you, oh, Lord, we hear those beautiful words from you. All our sins are forgiven. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for having mercy upon us, just as you had mercy upon this poor, sinful woman. For we too are poor, miserable sinners, and you have forgiven us of all of our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so very much. And all the children said,